Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
We had losses today across the livestock complex. Wheat was higher, but the rest of the grains finished lower. I'm Kyle Hill with this market update, and with a look at Wednesday's trading, we go to Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities.
The wheat futures today closed with double-digit gains, while the soybeans were mixed and the corn negative. Now, by weekend, the Argentina soybean harvest should be 19 to 22% complete, which is behind normal. The cattle complex had triple-digit losses today. USDA announced a federal mandate effective next Monday for mandatory testing of bird flu for interstate movement of dairy cattle. The mid-morning choice box beef was down $1.62, select beef down $1.99 on a total movement of 107 loads. Lean hogs traded mixed and closed negative. Today's daily cattle slaughter estimated at 125,000 head, hog slaughter 483,000. For more info, call Loeffler Commodities at 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Thank you, Tom. The live cattle for April down 1.25 at 182.10. June down $1.90 at 175.25. August down 212, 173.37. April feeders down 65 at 243.10. May down $1.95 at 244.10. August down 310 at 256.30. June lean hogs down 50 cents at 107.45. July down a dime at 109.85. August up a nickel, 107.15. At the Board of Trade, May corn down 5.25 at 437.75. July down 4 at 448.5. December down 2 at 472.75. May soybeans down 1.5 at 1166. July down a half penny, 1181.5. November up a half penny, 1174.5. May Kansas City wheat up 15.5 at 624.25. July at 630 a bushel, up 15.75. May Chicago wheat up 9.5 at 594.5. This is the Kansas Ag Network.